T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A huge sports day. Hey, where do you start? Championship games in college football, conference championship games in college football. Bethel in the D3 football playoffs. They lose at Mary Hardin Baylor earlier today, 41-28. So their season ends in the quarterfinals. You've got the Wild beating the Ducks in a shootout 5-4 in St. Paul. The final day of Prep Bowl at U.S. Bank Stadium. Timberwolves and Thunder in downtown Minneapolis. Vikings, Jets, granted, that is tomorrow. You got big-time volleyball NCAA tournament action over at the U. Northern Iowa against Minnesota. Meanwhile, D2 volleyball championship out in Seattle. And Concordia St. Paul won the first set. And now West Texas A&M took set number two, so they're tied at a set apiece in that championship match out in Seattle. So there's just a lot going on the local scene. And, oh, by the way, at Prep Bowl in that 5A championship game, Elk River has grabbed a 20-19 lead over Mankato West with 4:14 to go in the third quarter. There, and this has been a rock'em sock'em 5A championship game over in St. Paul. Jonathan, have I missed anything at this point on this huge sports day? It's just been incredible.
Locally, maybe you could talk, you know, the college hockey going on, the Gopher women, Gopher men playing.
Yep, that's right.
I have on the screen behind me, they just started in St. Cloud. North Dakota and St. Cloud State are playing. Oh, and there's this thing called the World Cup.
Yeah. By the way, the United States lose to the Dutch 3-1. So the dream ends for the United States in this World Cup in the Middle East. Honestly, a lot of people I work with during the week got into it, are into the World Cup. I got enough to do. With the stuff I follow, I wasn't going to add anything to my plate. I mean, I'm bummed they lost. It's not like I'm rooting against the good old USA, but didn't really pique my interest.
I have been following it, watching some of the games or some of the matches, and based on a conversation I had a decade and a half ago, my rooting interest for the U.S. in an event like this is lukewarm at best. I ended up talking with a buddy of mine, and he talks about how it's nice to root for countries where football, international football, is more rabid than it is here. You know, because we got football, you know, American football and basketball and baseball and hockey and, you know, all this tennis and golf and all this other stuff, NASCAR, auto racing. So looking at the countries that are fervent about this, like an Argentina, like an England, a Japan, a South Korea, some of these other countries around the world, seeing their stories and watching them go through has been really fun to watch.
Yeah, it is huge event worldwide, not so much for me. Now, with that said, huge day in college football, and we want to get into this conversation, but we first want to get people up to date on the scoreboard. And the conversation is the college football playoff will finally expand, thankfully expand, to 12 teams. I wrote a lot, said a lot here on the airwaves. That's how it should have been from the get-go, 12 teams. I like that for a number of reasons. We will get into that. But it is college football championship, conference championship Saturday. Some of those were crowned. Potentially a big blow to TCU as they lose to Kansas State in an early game today in the Big 12 championship. Jonathan, why don't you give us a rundown of what's going on and what happened? Looks like Georgia's going to move through. They're taking care of business against LSU through three in the SEC championship game. Michigan will be a big favorite over Purdue tonight in the Big 10 championship game. So Georgia, looks like they're going to get through. They'll be in. Michigan should get through. They'll be in. Not so sure about TCU. And we learned last night, USC, well, the dream died thanks to Utah. So, Jonathan, why don't you get us up to date where we are at major college football at the moment?
I will do just that, Mr. Stevie T, and we will go through this and get a little bit of FCS action in as well, because this is where the hardware is earned in major college football. This is the weekend. This is the Saturday where that happens. So if you're blinded by the bling, if you're blinded by the shine, don't worry. It's just that annual championship edition of a Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And we begin with an instant update from Atlanta, from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Georgia goes in again on LSU with 13-13 to play. They're going to win the SEC championship. There's no doubt about this. 48-23, the number one dogs lead LSU, extra point pending. The 14th-ranked Tigers will end their regular season and start of the postseason at 9-4. Georgia looking to go to 13-0. They have just scored in another instant update, this time in New Orleans. Number 18, Tulane, is holding on for dear life with about 10 minutes to play in the American Athletic Championship. They lead Central Florida 31-28. The Golden Knights just scored to cut that deficit to 3. The winner of this game is basically going to go to a New Year's Six Bowl, so this has some import. And by the way, Georgia went for 2 and got it. And they have put a 50-burger on LSU, 50-23. The dogs are up. Ooh, that could get a little bit salty coming up in the handshake line in about 30 minutes or so. Another game going on right now, the Mountain West Championship game, Fresno State at Boise State, and the Bulldogs lead the Broncos on the road 28-16. Fresno State looking to get their 9th win on the season. Finals from earlier today, it is over in the Sun Belt Championship. I believe that took place, I believe, in Birmingham. But Troy, Alabama, is going to be the center of the Sun Belt universe again. They've won the Sun Belt before, haven't in a few years, but they defeat Coastal Carolina today 45-26 to win the Sun Belt Championship. Earlier today, as Steve said, number 3 TCU, number 10 Kansas State, in Arlington, Texas, for the Big 12 championship game. Kansas State was up 11 twice in this game. TCU comes back to force overtime and goes for it inside the one-yard line. Third and goal, fourth and goal, gets stuffed both times. And then Kansas State wins it on a field goal. The Wildcats, with a 31-28 upset, TCU's first loss of the season in the MAC championship in Detroit. Toledo finishes their season with their 8th win. They take down Ohio 17-7. Coming up in just about 45 minutes in Charlotte, it'll be the ACC championship. Number 9 Clemson will take on number 23 North Carolina, as Steve mentioned. Also in about 45 minutes, the Big Ten championship from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Number 2 Michigan trying to stay undefeated as they take on Purdue. Another championship game last night, a couple of them, the Conference USA championship game from the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Texas San Antonio gets to 11-2. They take down North Texas 48-27. And in the Pac-12 championship game, USC was ranked number 4. They were in the playoff hunt, and all they needed to do was beat 11th-ranked Utah to get in that playoff. They started out hot like a house on fire, went up 17-3, and then got blitzed the rest of the game. 11th-ranked Utah gets their 10th win on the season, their second consecutive Pac-12 title. They win 47-24 over the Trojans in FCS play. One FCS championship game to talk about, the SWAC championship. Deion Sanders, he's pretty SWAC now, ain't he? Jackson State trying to finish off a 12-0 season. They lead Southern 43-24 early in the fourth quarter to the FCS playoffs, where teams were going into that second round today. It was Incarnate Word beating Furman in a huge shootout, 41-38 the final there. William and Mary, they win at home over Gardner-Webb, 54-14. South Dakota State, the top-ranked team in the tournament, they beat Delaware 42-6. It was Samford over Southeastern Louisiana in another shootout, a bigger shootout, 48-42 the final there. Other games, Montana State, they win over Weber State 33-25. North Dakota State wins at the Fargo Dome over Montana 49-26. Holy Cross, a 35-19 winner over New Hampshire. And early in the third quarter out in Sacramento, Sacramento State and Richmond, are tied at 24. So all home teams, all of the seeded teams in FCS won today. And Sacramento State is the last seeded team playing, and they are tied at the moment. So you could have all eight seeds get to the quarterfinals next week.
All right, Jonathan. Wow. A lot going on. And once again, D1 volleyball at Maturi Pavilion at the U. Minnesota Northern Iowa. Winner obviously advances. And D2, Concordia St. Paul out in Seattle. In set number three, tied at a set apiece in that D2 volleyball championship match tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Talk a little college football, the 12-team playoff, long time coming, and what it'll actually mean, and who's going to be in and out when we get to a 12-team playoff in college football. And we'll circle back around to getting predictions based on what we know right now, who's in, who's out in the current four-team college football playoff. Then Timberwolves and Thunder from downtown Minneapolis. Cal Soderquist on the pregame at 6:30. Alan Horton with all the play-by-play here in the home of the Timberwolves. News Talk, E3O WCCO. Elk River leads Mankato West in that 5A title game, 29-19. Late third quarter, Mankato West has the ball. Final championship game of the day, final championship game of Prep Bowl 2022, U.S. Bank Stadium. Wild get a win, beat the Ducks 5-4. Golden Gopher women's hockey team shut out Minnesota State down in Mankato to sweep the weekend series. Golden Gopher men shutting out Michigan State 4-0 after two periods, looking for the sweep in East Lansing. There, once again, Timberwolves and Thunder are pregame beginning minutes away at 6:30. All right, Jonathan, 12-team college football playoff beginning in the 24-25 season. Top four seeds get byes. First round games will be at campus sites. I mean, this is almost exactly how I drew it up about 5 years ago. And there were a lot of people with similar plans. They're going in this direction. It makes sense. This idea that a conference champion like Utah should be left out of the playoff, the idea that a conference champion, a team who won the championship game today, Kansas State, wouldn't be in a playoff, it's just not right. And I'm glad they're finally making this right and setting up a real playoff in college football.
Well, I'm going to be sorry to tell you this. I beat you to this. This tells you how much of a nerd that I am. It's been a while since I have done this, but I started doing 12 team playoffs 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I drew up my own playoffs.
A lot of people have grown bored with the bowl system. When Minnesota at the end of the season, and there was talk of, well, they might be going to the Quick Lane Bowl or the Pinstripe Bowl. It's like, spare me. And then when we have these arguments, and we're going to have one in a moment, time permitting, who the four teams are in. Now, obviously, Georgia, that's easy. Michigan wins tonight, that's easy. Beyond that, you start getting into these arguments. 12-team playoff makes maybe the argument of who got left out or who's on the bubble okay, but you're going to for sure at least get all the conference champions in, and that's what we really want.
Yeah, you should have a situation where let's say Purdue won tonight over Michigan. That might be a stretch, but still most of these conference champs from the Power Five, and again, we stress the Power Five. We're not talking about Conference USA. We're not talking about the MAC or the American, where you should probably have the conference champion from the American. You should probably have a Texas San Antonio that's 11-2 on the season and has a chance to do that. You could very well see a Troy from the Sun Belt who's 11-2 after winning today. Those are teams that should probably get a chance. You're not going to see that because they don't have the strength of schedule throughout the year, but Tennessee and Alabama and LSU and all these other teams, they had a shot. They have the built-in advantage, and if they can't take advantage of the built-in advantage, then where are we?
Yeah, and high time coming. Now, in the time we have remaining, we brought up Georgia. They did their job. Michigan needs to do their job and win tonight to ensure a spot. TCU in or out?
I think TCU's in. I think as a four. I think they proved enough through the season, and they had a very, very narrow loss today in a revenge game. I think that they're in.
All right, who's the other team?
Kind of hate to say it, but you got to have Ohio State in. Only one
over
loss.
Alabama.
To Michigan. No, not Alabama. They lost twice. Again, this is why I don't like that phrase of every week being a tournament, because Alabama would not only have a double elimination, they'd have a triple elimination if you let them in this tournament. That's why I hate that phrase, and I've hated it for years.
Yeah, so you say Michigan wins tonight, two Big Ten teams are in.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think Michigan's in regardless, so I think it's a moot point, and I think two Big Ten teams are going to be in regardless.
And Georgia the overwhelming favorite anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, TCU sneaks in. Overtime loss to Kansas State earlier in Arlington. It's been fun. Big thanks to Jonathan Lowe and all our guests joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Most of all, thanks to you for tuning in. Timberwolves are coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.